Someone asked me a question about traveling and drinking coffee, going in and out of the house, in and out of the car. So it's a general question when it comes to Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom is a halacha that when a person leaves a house, leaves a room, so there's a question whether or not a person has to say a new bracha or not. So Shinui Makom, this concept of having to say a new bracha when changing locations, it depends on what the food item is. So there's two categories. There's the category of food that require a brei nefashos, such as drinks and fruits. And then there's the other category that require longer bracha achronas, like the alamichias and benching. We're not discussing the second category of alamichia and benching. That's another discussion. We're going to focus on things like coffee, gum, water, that a person takes with them when they leave to traveling, whether one has to say a new bracha when leaving the car, when leaving the house. So when it comes to food items, let's focus on coffee, since this is the question, but the same halacha would apply to all the similar types of foods that require brei nefashos. So firstly, defining a shinui makom, so leaving the house, when a person leaves the house, that according to all opinions is considered a shinui makom. And when a person has a shinui makom, the halacha tells us you have to say a new bracha. So if you were drinking inside your house some water, and then you went outside to, let's say, take out the garbage, so then a person would have to say a new bracha when coming inside if they want to continue to drink the water. It doesn't make a difference how long you left. It could have been just for a half a second. And it doesn't make a difference whether you had in mind also that when you come back in, you wanted to continue to drink. That won't work. The moment a person leaves the house, that's considered shinui makom. It would require a new bracha on the coffee and the water or the apple. Let's say a person leaves the room. They're still in the same house, the same building, but under the same roof. So it's a machlokas whether or not the person goes from the kitchen to the dining room, to the den, to the living room, or even to different apartments within one complex. There's a debate whether there's shinui makom when going to a different room. And the accepted practice is that we are lenient. It's understood that people do walk around and they can't be confined to just one room when they eat. Certainly when you're Shabbos, you're going to wash in the other room. You're washing in the kitchen. You're bringing the food and drinks from the kitchen to the dining room. It's something that's hard to really keep to. So the accepted practice is that one can continue that same bracha as long as they stay under the same roof. The rationale is because it's understood, it's implicit that a person is, when he makes the initial bracha, he's walking around to different rooms, but this is all true only if it's under the same roof. There is another discussion, not for now, when a person goes to their sukkah and goes to patio, there's a question whether the sukkah is connected to the house or not connected to the house, whether there's a roof, there's not a roof, going out for a barbecue on the patio. These are other discussions and not for now. Let's say a person is eating outside. They're eating outside, they're having a nice picnic, going to Central Park, going to Cedars Park, they're having a picnic, and they're drinking their coffee. So then they're having their meal. So the halacha is, as long as you could see your original place, you're having an apple in one place, and you go for a little walk afterwards, as long as you could see your original place, that's considered really part of the same place. The moment you can't see it, even if it's either it's too far away, or it's being blocked by a fence, or trees, or something, that would be considered a shinui makom. One would require a new bracha. So those are the basics of shinui makom when it comes to eating foods like apples and fruits and coffee and water. Are there any leniencies? Are there any different understandings for drinking coffee on the go? Does that mean every time you leave the house you have to say nu shehakol, and when you leave the car to go to this store you say nu shehakol when you come back in and back and forth? So the answer is no. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's found in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Dalet. It's referred to as Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim, a group of people who are traveling. We have a concept of Holchei Drachim. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about people are Holchei Drachim, that they are Osek B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah, they're Pater from Sukkah. That's a concept of Holchei Drachim, people traveling. So what's the halacha with regards to a person who's traveling? Is there Shinui Makom? So based on the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Moshe explains in Igros Moshe, Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Siman Nun Zayin, that if a person is eating or drinking while walking, while on the move, there is no Shinui Makom. What does that mean? The concept of Shinui Makom is only when a person establishes themselves to sit down at a table, sit down in a chair, sit down on the floor, you create a makom to eat, And then you change a makom, that's called shinui makom. You've now changed a different location, so you have to say a new bracha. But a person never was kovei a makom for themselves. They never sat down to eat. They never sat down to drink. They were drinking while walking. They were eating while walking. So then, since there's no makom kavur for eating, there's no violation of shinui makom, and one can continue to eat and drink since they began their eating while on the go. Rav Moshe does make a distinction between two cases. Let's say a person prepared the coffee in their house, and they know they're going to go leave and go on some errands, but their first appointment is at 10 o'clock in the morning, let's say. So they got 10 minutes to kill, or even 5 minutes to kill. They're not in a rush to go there yet. So they sit down and have a little coffee at their table for 5 minutes, and they read the paper, and then they go on to their they go into the car and go to the errands. That is not called Holchei Drachim, says Rav Moshe, because since you're Kovei Makom, even though just for a short period of time, you sat down to drink, you sat down to eat something. If a person, however, let's say, has their coat on, the keys in hand, and they're walking out the door, they say bracha inside, they make the fresh brewed coffee in the kitchen, they take a little sip, they want to just taste that first thing, make sure it tastes good, make sure it's hot enough, and they sip it inside, and they go out to their errands, that is considered Holchei Drachim. Since in that case, you never sat down in a makom, that's Holchei Drachim, and you can use that same bracha for the entire time while making all your errands. So that's one important heter of not having to repeat the bracha. It would be a similar case, a person goes to a coffee shop to pick up their coffee, so if they afterwards sit down for a couple minutes to sit, even with a coat on, to sit down because they have a few minutes to wait for someone, they drink the coffee, and then get up and leave and make their errands, that's considered making themselves establishing a makom, and then leaving the store would be shuni makom. If you buy the coffee and you have your coat on, and you're just sipping it as you're walking out of the door, that's called holchei drachim, and you would not need to repeat a new bracha. There is another leniency about continuous eating. A person, let's say, has some gum in their mouth, they say the bracha inside the house, and they walk outside chewing gum continuously, that's considered all one eating. It's still, you haven't separated the eating, that bracha can continue so long as you are eating. And the same would hold true if you're having a sucking candy, and you're continuing to eat it as you go out, that's continuous eating, that's all one initial maisa, one initial eating. You don't require a new bracha. This would not be the case with coffee. We don't continuously drink coffee. Continuous means not stopping, you know, sipping it with a straw without breathing almost, without taking any breaks. Sipping coffee, breaking, sipping, breaking, sipping, breaking, that's not in halacha called continuous eating. So that, if a person were to do such a thing, that doesn't qualify as continuous eating. The only hetter for coffee is if you're considered a holchei drachim, if you're on the go already, as you said, your initial bracha. There is a shaila. If, let's say, you were kovei makom, you sat inside your house on the table, and then you had your drink, and then you left, but you're holding the food in hand, and you keep sipping back and forth. This holding the food, holding the coffee, holding the apple, is that going to work as a as considered holchei drachim or not? And that's a suffix. And therefore, what should be done as follows. Back to that case where a person was sitting at their coffee table. They knew they're going to leave. They sat down just for a few minutes to drink a little bit, and then they want to take the coffee with them. If they sat down first, we said, then you leave the house. That's called shinui makom. So the best practice to do as follows. If you want to sit down for a few minutes, take a couple sips, stop drinking for a few moments. Stop. And you're drinking. Leave the house, because since you stopped and then you left your house, then you need to say new bracha. Say new bracha as you're leaving the house, and then you're considered holchei drachim to avoid the suffix. So in other words, the best thing to avoid these questions of going in and out of the car, in and out of the house, is once you establish yourself as being holchei drachim, that you're on the go, say the bracha at that moment, and then that bracha continues with you wherever you go.